Eleanor Dunning is a sophomore at Omaha North Magnet High School. Every afternoon during the week, Eleanor attends the digital video production class here at the OPS Career Center. She took a break from class one afternoon recently to talk with me about her future plans, the best advice she ever got, and her involvement with SkillsUSA.
So I just joined SkillsUSA last year, and I joined not knowing that I would eventually be a state officer. So that's the biggest part of SkillsUSA for me right now. I do broadcast news, but otherwise, yeah, I'm a state officer. I ran last year, and I'm the state secretary.
So as a state officer, I assume you have more responsibilities than people who come just to participate. So do you guys meet like more regularly and that sort of thing?
Yes, we organize all of the events and all of the conferences for people, and then people come to our conferences. So,
Have you faced many challenges as you've been participating in SkillsUSA?
You sort of have to, broadcast news is sort of a different language in a way. You have to figure out how to do it. So I'm an anchor, and there's a certain way that you have to talk and you have to speak and you have to use your voice, and I found it very handy outside of broadcast news, but just learning how to speak like that was very tough.
For you, what's the best part of participating in SkillsUSA?
I've met so many different people from all over our state, and then I just participated in the national conference over the summer, so I now have friends in New Hampshire.
Why did you decide to take digital video production?
I was really interested in technology from elementary school to middle school, and my teacher and I and one other student in middle school tried to start up a broadcast news program for our middle school, and it worked while we were there, but then it kind of drifted off, so I decided to do it again in high school.
Is there a particular project that you've worked on so far that you really, really like?
At the end of last year, I made a package for the OPS blood drive, and I really enjoyed that.
So as far as the video stuff, what do you think has kind of been your biggest challenge to overcome in terms of taking video or putting it together? What's been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, I'm not very good with the camera. Shooting film, there's so many different techniques and rules that people don't know about. So you have to take a wide shot, and there's just so many rules. So that's probably just it.
What do you like best about this class?
I like that we have a bunch of different projects. Our teachers are super understanding and very flexible. And when it comes to coming up with our own ideas, they love it.
So what are you working on right now?
Right now, we're working on several different packages. We were supposed to come up with a news package, and we had to film all of it and write scripts for it, edit it, and then that would be our final grade. So we have a game show, and that's what I'm doing my package on.
So what are your plans for the future? I mean, you're pretty young, so I know that's going to change a bunch of times, potentially. But right now, what do you want to do?
Right now, I want to be a veterinarian for Yellowstone National Park.
They have specific dedicated veterinarians in the park?
I'm not sure, but I figure they need veterinarians for the moose and the bears.
Up to this point, any particular piece of advice you received that you thought was really, really good, whether it was from a teacher, a parent, friend?
Never be afraid to share your ideas, and never be afraid to ask questions, because generally somebody probably has that same question.
You can hear Eleanor's broadcast skills in action next month as she asks the superintendent some questions during our Soups On segments. With the OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.